Good evening, everybody. Thank y'all for coming out to the Iron Horse tonight. Put those hands together. Welcome to the bandstand, 5-time Grammy nominee, 10-time American Blues Award winner, Marcia Ball!
Thank you.
Christmas, Spence. a moment. On the bass, Sarah Brown, Miss Sarah Brown, legendary. Sarah Brown, if you have seen us any time in the last 35 years, you might be wondering, where is Don Bennett tonight? And Don had to have a little eye thing, and he couldn't fly for a couple of weeks. So Sarah has more than ably and capably and very willingly and the best of all outcomes, Sarah Brown was available to come help us. We have done a lot of projects together, starting on the Anton stage at many years ago in Austin, but probably the Dreams Come True record that Angela Straley, Lou Ann Barton, and I and Sarah all made together. And that record wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for Sarah, because Sarah kept the wheels rolling. Sarah kept pushing, you know, okay, we got to rehearse. Okay, we're going to record. Okay, I'm going to go pick up Dr. John at the airport. And all of that. So Sarah that made that happen. And we did. We played here on that tour when that record came out in the 90s. In the 20th century. All right. So speaking of the 21st century, we're going to do some stuff from our most recent album, which is called The Tattooed Lady. And The Alligator Man. Yeah.
Thank you. gosh, well, I think it's time, speaking of blaming nobody, let's blame Mike. I think it's time to get Mighty Mike Sherman to the microphone. Come up here and take some credit, Mike. Sing a song of your choice for the nice people. And all the rest of them, yeah.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? The lovely, the talented Miss Marsha Ball. Marsha is much too humble to mention that we do have some CDs for sale tonight. Tattoo Lady and the Alligator Man. I think we have one or two other titles over there. We also have a few t-shirts left. Some really cool Tattoo Lady and the Alligator Man t-shirts.
In odd sizes.
Yes. Come on over there and check them out. It's a little more modern here, Johnny. And she's here to autograph them for you. They'll triple in value right there on the spot. While you're over there, you might check out one or two of my charmingly obscure solo records. And we're going to pull a song off my most recent record. I'm real proud of this album. It's my sixth album in about my 30th year of playing music professionally and recording music, touring. And thank you. I'm happy to report. This album. It's called Blues in Good Hands. It just got a 4-star review in Downbeat Magazine. And among other things, has also netted me a nomination in the upcoming Blues Music Awards.
And in what category would that be, Mike?
So go to blues.org and join the Blues Foundation, and you can vote for me, category Best New Artist. Go on, check that out.
Yeah, you wish.
So let's pull a song off that record. Marsha was kind enough to play on this, on the album, and we're going to do it for you here. We sure hope you like it. It's called Shoo Shoo, Little Doggy, You're Barking Up the Wrong Tree.
Keep on walking, stop talking to me. You know you're barking up. out loud then. She walking up the wrong tree. Get away from me now. I ain't gonna rub you out. I ain't gonna rub nothing you got. You're walking up. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Marcy.
Yeah. All right. Little doggy. Having all this pronunciation problems with some of these words up here. Not too long ago, you know, I was in Worcester. I have the hardest time with that. Worcester. My favorite part was when I'm struggling with it like this, and the guy in the audience, and he's probably here tonight, so I hope it'll work. Hey, Masha, it's Worcester. You just gotta be here to know how to do that. Right. That's how it goes, y'all. Here's my message. My whole life philosophy is based on that song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Supreme Being, as far as I'm concerned, he sees when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. That's my philosophy.
You don't have to worry.
They said you better love him before you leave. You might find yourself in a way too deep. There may be danger that you can't see. You better love him before you leave. You better love him before you leave. You better love him before you leave. You usually say that sometime earlier in the evening, but really we appreciate it so much, and nice to be here at the Iron Horse again. And y'all support is what keeps us coming back. Without y'all, this would be a hobby. We'd all have to go back to being doctors. Valet parking attendant. Astronomers. Woo! All right, here we go. A little song about a town in South Louisiana. Some people call it Thibodeau. Thank you. coming down here is the wind have changed. The clouds rolled in from the north and it started to rain. Well, it rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. There was 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got way all right. Now the river broke through, way down like a mile. There was 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana.
Yeah.
songs more to go with tonight. This is a Bobby Charles song that we love to do because it just kind of talks about really what I'm all about, what we're all about. But I don't know if anybody up here and anybody even in this room loves Mardi Gras as much as I do. The whole experience of carnival time, I just can't wait for that Christmas thing to get over with. So we can start pulling out the beads and stuff. You learn something every year about that Mardi Gras thing. Boy, did I learn something this year. Okay, well, the song's called Party Town.
Thank you.
gets the whole band to come back up. Sometimes they just send me, you know. Ah, hell, they don't mean it. Just go, you go out there. We're going to go drink wine backstage. Call us if you need us. Okay, I need you. I've done a song, I need you. So we're going to do a song that Mike and I wrote, and it's on our most recent record. It's called Human Kindness. And I want to send it out to everybody here. I hope that you're loaded up with it. We certainly could use as much of it as we possibly can gather up in this world today. So, I mean, like, if you're here watching us, and if you know anything about me, you're probably not too square. You're like that guy said when we were in Vancouver, we're Canadians. Like, that goes without saying. And that's what I feel about my audience. Some of them done enough songs in the key of C. We haven't made the band sing enough. I'm just making a list of all our failings here tonight. I just can't hardly stand it. We have only odd sizes of t-shirts. And we call ourselves professionals.
Thank you.
everybody. We got the CDs, the t-shirts for sale. We're going to be over there autographing them. Come on over there and see us. Drive safely. Have a good night. We'll see you next time here at the Iron Horse.